I'm Allison Kaskowski, otherwise known as the Allison K. I'm a fitness innovator and entrepreneur turned business mentor and retreat master. A client experience is more than just making the sale or the transaction. A client experience is about how it's put together so that clients can receive amazing real transformation. Here you'll hear all about how the industry leaders are creating amazing experiences. I'm always going to give it to you straight because I know your time is valuable. Are you ready? Let's get into the show.
Hey everybody, it's Allison Kaskowski. Welcome to another edition of Creating the World's Best Client Experience. This is the business edition of my podcast, The Ultimate Journey of Self-Care. And I created the business edition for a lot of different reasons. One is I love to talk about what goes into a client experience because the top two things we need to be thinking about are how do we enhance customer value, massively enhance customer value, right? But the other thing is that we want to always highlight the actual transformation and how we get there. And this is why you always hear me talking to a lot of different experts. But I also love to talk to you about my process and what goes into a client experience. But I'm going to kind of divert from that a little bit today, and I'm going to talk about something that I'm hearing a lot more noise about, and I'm getting asked about a lot more, because I really think that as we move forward into the rest of 2024 and into 2025 and beyond, you know, what we're seeing right now are there are a lot of businesses that are making big changes. They're making some pretty big pivots. I know we've made a lot of pivots here at CU Fitness and the Allison K Agency. But what you're seeing is a lot of businesses making a lot of changes. And that's because the online space is getting very loud and noisy. And there are a lot of people out there that sound exactly the same. But there are also a lot of coaches and people in not just the health and fitness and wellness industry, but in service-based industries, not just brick and mortar, but brick and mortar and online is what I'm trying to say. And what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing from a lot of people is that there are some people that are really having exponential growth, and there are other people that are really more or less flatlining. They're seeing their sales not go down, but really not go up either. And they're sort of seeing everything kind of trend the same. And I don't think obviously there's anything wrong with that, because in business, it really is all about longevity. It's about being able to adapt and be flexible. It's really more about that for success than it is about how many 5 and 6 figure months and years you can have, right? But what I want to talk about today is something that I think a lot of business owners are starting to think a lot more about. I know I've really thought a lot about this in the last couple of years. And that is, what does monetizing your brand actually look like? Like, what does it mean? What goes into it? And how is it that you could actually monetize more of what you're already doing? I think I hear a lot from business owners when they're sort of rebranding, remaking, rebuilding, reshaping. You know what? I mean, if you're an entrepreneur or business owner, and you likely are, if you're listening to this, you probably had your own season of change from time to time, where some seasons it feels like nothing's really working. And then other seasons, it feels like everything is clicking on all cylinders. And if you're a true entrepreneur, you're always looking at what's going to give you the edge. And this is an area that I think a lot of business owners miss the boat on. And I know that I've really had to take a long, hard look at a lot of the things that I'm doing in my own business. But what I have figured out with this line of thinking is that not only does it always give you more possibilities, it's not always, and here's the biggest realization I've had, and this is why I wanted to record this episode and kind of share some thoughts with you that hopefully you can go put into practice, hopefully starting today. But that is that when we hear the word creating the hybrid model, you hear me talk about that all the time. That's monetizing both in-person and online in your business in some way, shape, or form. And there's a lot of talk now about online being the future. Everybody's online. The virtual world is exploding, et cetera, et cetera. But there are still a lot of people who are building really good businesses just using in-person, and they're hesitant to go online. And I will say there are people that are very successful online and really aren't interested in adding any in person, at least anytime soon. And I think that's a huge disappointment, and they're doing themselves a big disservice. And when I talk to these people and I suggest, you know, it's really important that you have multiple ways to work with people, I think what comes to their mind is that they need 10 different offers, or they need several different offers that they're offering all the time. And if you're a one-man show or a two-man show, or you have a small team, or maybe you're a solopreneur, that seems like way too much work. Like, where in the world am I going to be able to create multiple ways that people can access me? And really what people end up thinking about is, I'm going to be online all the time. I'm going to be on the phone all the time. I'm going to be sending endless emails. I'm going to be posting on social media all day. I don't want to do that shit. That's really what I'm hearing from people. So what I really want to invite you into is, it's not always about creating more offers. Okay. It's not always about putting new things out all the time. But instead, what if you simply just thought about how could you monetize more of what you're already doing? Right. You know, I think one of the biggest keys to success today, other than the resilience and the flexibility piece, which are always key if you're a small business owner, you just sort of learn to get that in your system and it never really goes away, right? But the next piece of it is that you want to be looking at how you can be monetizing your personal brand. This is really what's going to separate a lot of solopreneurs and small businesses for the future, in my opinion. This is why I believe the hybrid model is so important, because it gives you that flexibility and you're not really locked in to just serving clients one way or another way. But when we talk about monetizing more of what we already do, that really is what it comes down to. It's not creating more offers. It's looking at what you're already doing and how can you monetize that, right? Because really at the end of the day, what everybody wants is not only security for the future, but everybody wants, you know, multiple streams of income, because we learned from 2020, it's risky and quite frankly, short-sighted to rely on one or maybe even two methods to do your business. And I'm here to tell you, the business owners that have kind of put their head in the sand and gone back to the 2018 and 2019 thinking are really going to get left behind, my predict, in the next 3 to 5 years, if not sooner. That's how fast the business world is changing. It's one of the reasons why we created the Path to Profit Summit here at CU Fitness and the Allison K Agency. That's happening the end of May down in Key West. I'm actually leaving for Key West later this week at the time of this recording. And I'm going to be down there for most of May. And I'm really excited about that, because I'm really going to be able to be sharing a lot more about what we're actually going to be doing, what the agenda is going to look like, why this event is so critical for you to, if you can't make it this year, then you at least need to think about buying the recordings, because we're going to have those for sale. And that's really going to give you a bird's eye view into what this futuristic thinking is like. And I'm bringing speakers in that are not just in my industry. I'm bringing people in from leadership. I'm bringing people from branding. I'm bringing an accountant in who has a really unique way to think about retirement. I've got, you know, people talking about having sales conversations that don't feel cheesy and corny, right? These are the meta skills that you want, and the meta skills and the meta concepts that you want to be developing in your own way for your financial future, right? This is why we get into business, to have the future that we want, right? We want to help a lot of people, but we ultimately want to have the future that we want, right? And this is why this line of thinking is so critical. But what goes hand in hand with this is, how is it that you can monetize more of what you do? All right. Now, my bet is that if you're a small business owner and you're listening to this, I am going to go ahead and say it, and you may not like it, but it's a big time truth bomb. And if you know me, you know, I'm direct and to the point. I don't believe in beating around the bush. You are likely leaving money on the table in your business right now to the tune of thousands of dollars every month. Okay. Let that sink in. Now, look, I don't want you to think, well, shit, Allison, I don't have time to go out and create another offer. I don't have time to go be online and be hoping that the right people will find me. I don't have time to do that. I'm already like stretched thin as it is. This is what I hear from a lot of business owners. And look, I totally get it. I totally do. And look, I've been there too, and I'm still doing way more in my business than what I really want to be doing. But my future focus is to have a much better team that's going to be able to support me with a lot of this. But I also know that it's going to take some work and some time to get there, but I am getting there, and I'm getting there because of what I'm talking to you about on this podcast and in these episodes. So it's why I'm so passionate about it, and why I never want any business owner to feel like they can't do it. I never want that. In fact, I want every business owner listening to this to think that they've got endless possibility in their business. So first of all, I'm just going to try to break this down into some very simple, logical thoughts and ways of thinking about it. And hopefully I'll give you something that you can chew on And later this month, in a couple weeks, I'm going to record a second episode to this where I'm going to go into the details a little bit more of what some of these tactical, I like to call them mini offers, can look like. But what I want to do today is give you a little introduction into, you know, what I really mean by this. What are some ways to think about it? What are some concepts that you can apply to your own business? And hopefully you can come up with at least a couple of ways that you can monetize something that you're already doing. Okay. Because look, at the end of the day, the goal is to be able to help as many people as we can. Now, not everybody's going to be our perfect client, but my philosophy always is that if you come across people that maybe aren't a fit for your main offer and you've got a way that you can help them, you're foolish not to. And I know a lot of business coaches will disagree with me on that. They say, no, you need to have one signature offer, one ideal client. You can't be everything to everybody. And while that makes a lot of sense, and I'm not going to disagree with that, what I also feel like, because it's 2024 and business is different than it was even last year, and heaven knows it's way different than it was in 2020, we need to be thinking bigger. We need to be thinking about how we can help more people. We need to be thinking about how we can change more lives, and we need to be thinking about how we can make more of an impact on people. And no, I'm sorry, I'm going to disagree with this. You need more than one offer. You need more than one way to help people. Okay. Now, is that going to make things like more complicated in your business? Is that going to create more work for you? Hopefully not. It may on the front end until you have everything set up, but the goal is not for it to make more work for you. The goal is for you to have multiple ways that people can access your brilliance. That is what it is all about. Okay. So in the beginning, when we're setting up our offers in our businesses, I'm just going to kind of start very general and then leave you with a couple specific thoughts. The key to really offering something that's sellable is what we like to say in business. Is that sellable? We can have a great idea, but it can't always be sellable, right? The way to know that it's sellable is this something that your audience needs? And more importantly, is this something that they really want? Now, the only way to know that is to talk to people, right? And if you're anything like me, you probably get asked a lot of questions about your industry and about what it is that you do. I have people ask me all the time, the best traveling workouts, the best, you know, way to get stronger in the lower body, the best way to build core strength, the best way to avoid injury, et cetera, et cetera. Those are all things that are within my body of work, right? But do I have ways that I can monetize all that? Probably not. But I'm going to get into my line of thinking with that in just a minute. But here's the thing. Just because you can offer something and it makes sense to you doesn't mean that people want it or they'll pay for it, right? So this is where we really have to put on our innovator's hat and learn to think about things through the eyes of the buyer, okay? We need to always be thinking about what our ideal client is struggling with on a daily basis. And if you've been in business for any length of time, you probably know that about your ideal person, right? You're probably like, my ideal client is a 50-year-old female who mostly struggles with fitting workouts in because they're busy and overscheduled. They're overachievers. It's like, I know all that about my ideal client, right? Because I've worked with enough people and they've told me these things and I know that, right? And so if that's you, if you've been working with a specific kind of client, then what I would advise you to do is really put all this on paper. What are my ideal clients' main desires? What is it that they really want? Like, what is it that they could have if they could go out and buy it today in the grocery store? If they could just pick it off of a shelf, what would it be? Okay. And then on the flip side of that, you want to think, what do they really struggle with? Well, in other words, what's in their way? Okay. And then when you're thinking of your signature offer, okay, hopefully you have a way to get them what they want, okay, by helping them overcome what it is that they're struggling, right? This is what we call your framework or your process, right? And depending on what it is that you do, you likely probably have a little creativity in there. Maybe you have, you know, kind of a unique way that you do things. Maybe it's your process and you've just adapted it to help more people with it. But that's basically what you do when you're thinking of what your main offer is. And likely you probably have at least one of those in your business, if not more. Okay. But when it comes to monetizing more of what you're doing, this is where I really want to challenge you. This is what I like to call the little micro offers. You know, some people call them audience building offers. I like to call them audience building offers, but it's really more about a way of getting people into your ecosystem. So I'm thrilled to announce that I'm partnering with a brand new product, and it's called Cellevate. This is an amazing, tasty, gummy supplement, and it comes in two varieties. One designed to help you with inflammation and recovery, perfect for after a workout, or if you've had like several days in a row where you've really pushed it and you're really starting to feel it in your body, this is the perfect addition to a regular routine. The other formula helps address focus and memory, which, let's be honest, I think we can all use a little help there, right? What's different about Cellevate is that not only does it taste great, but it has amazing antioxidant power. So many vitamins and supplements on the market today, you either have to take several in a single day to even see any kind of tangible result, or most of the time, a lot of them don't even give you the result that they promise. And Cellevate checks both boxes. I take one of each formula every day. And what's more is that they pack and travel really well. So you can take some and put them in a Ziploc bag and throw it in your bag when you're going out of town, and they won't melt. And it just is the perfect addition to whatever it is that you're doing every day in the way of vitamins and supplements and whatever else works for you. So I knew that I had to get in here and at least tell you about it. I would love it if you would head over to their site and give it a try. I'm actually going to offer you a really special deal. You can find this amazing product at their website, and that's spelled Cellevate.com, which is Cellevate.com. And use my special promo code, the Allison K 2024, and you can save 15% off. I would love to know what you think once you have a chance to try this. Because here's the thing about today that I've noticed about buying behavior, and I've spoken about this in a past episode, is that people, I don't know necessarily that people are taking longer to make decisions. I think people make up their minds fairly quickly. They're just putting off buying longer. Okay. And I don't know if that's just because people are unsure, if they're really price shopping, if they're really like mulling it over. I think people have a pretty good idea of what they want. And it's mostly just working out the details, the tactical things, you know, whether I want an online coaching program or whether I want to meet somebody in person or whether I want to go on a retreat or whether I'd rather just do it myself. That kind of thing, right? I think people are pretty clear on what it is that they want if you talk to them, if you talk to any of your clients or people that have done business with you, okay? But where I think people are taking longer is I think they're just waiting to the last minute to buy. And I don't know if they think they're going to get a better deal or if they really are unsure if they can commit to the work or not. I mean, personally, I believe when people don't buy at the end of the day, I think it's because they either A, don't understand the value of what it is that they're passing up. Okay. It's just not important enough to them. And number two, I believe that they don't trust themselves enough to do the work. And this happens all the time in my industry with why people at first say they want a trainer and then they change their minds, or maybe they want to work with a coach and then they decide at the last minute they don't, or maybe they start a program and they don't finish it. There's a whole lot of things that are involved with that. Okay. But this is where, as a business owner, knowing that not everybody's going to be a great fit for your offer. And just because somebody buys it doesn't mean that they're going to get the results that you promise, right? And I see a lot of coaches and business owners just continuing to sell the same thing over and over and over and over. It's worked in the past. It's worked like gangbusters for a while. Why stop now? And look, I'm not saying stop now, but I think you're foolish and short-sighted as a business owner if you don't think about what are alternative things that you could offer if somebody isn't a fit for what it is that you're offering. Okay. All right. So these are the thoughts I want to leave you with today. It basically comes down to three questions that you want to ask yourself. Okay. And this is where, regardless of what industry you're in or regardless of what business you're in, you really want to be looking at your day-to-day processes with people. Okay. And really what it comes down to as you're having conversations with people is asking yourself these three questions. Number one. Okay. And these aren't questions that you're asking people. These are questions really that you're asking yourself. Okay. At the end of the day, number one, what is it that I know? In other words, what is my body of work? And just take out a sheet of paper and write down all the things that fall into your body of work. Okay. So for me, I'll use myself as an example. My background is in health and fitness. I have an undergraduate degree and a master's degree. I'm very heavy on the science and I teach college. And most of you that follow me and know me know that about me already. But I do so much more than just help people get fit, right? I help people with their mindset. I help people identify, you know, I help people, you know, manage their time better so that they work in more time for themselves. I help people with activity. I help people rehab from injury. I help people with better overall health and sleep and rest practices, right? I help people better manage their stress. There's a lot of things that go into my body of work that aren't just health and fitness, right? And I am betting that there's a lot of things in your body of work that when you put it on paper, there would be easily two or three things that you could put into some type of monetized offer, okay? So that's one question you want to ask. And you always want to be asking yourself that. And sometimes what it takes is when you're working with a client, or maybe you work with a client and it doesn't go so well, is maybe I think that's always a good opportunity to say, okay, what worked here and what didn't work? Maybe what they were looking for was actually something different than what I offered them, okay? Because remember, we have to always be doing the work ourselves as business owners and entrepreneurs. We have to be taking responsibility for what it is that we're teaching and what it is that we're doing, okay? So you always want to be very keenly aware of what it is that you know. What falls in your body of work? What is it that you're excited about doing? What are you talking about a lot? You know, maybe it's the pieces of your process. And if you have a framework that you teach and it's maybe like 3, 4, 5 steps, maybe there are things in each of the pieces of your framework that you could pull out as something different, right? You could probably, you know, if you're in health and fitness, you probably have a way that you help your clients set goals. You have to have a way to assess where they are, right? So you can measure and monitor. Then you have a way that you actually execute and do the work with them, right? And then you have a way that you follow up with them, right? So of those four pieces, there's lots of things within those four pieces that you could pull out that you are also very knowledgeable about, right? That's my point. So think about that with respect to your body of work. The second question that you want to ask is, what are things that you're doing every day with your clients that fall into any of these things that you've written down? Okay. So for example, if you are in health and fitness, and I know I keep using that as an example, but since that's my industry, I feel like I can speak to that in a really, really effective way. If you're in health and fitness or even wellness, and maybe your client isn't presenting with wanting a new workout, maybe really what they need is just a good day-to-day plan to help them manage their stress. Okay. So that's a completely different approach. Even though working out is good for them in terms of managing their stress, maybe they need more help like dialing in, you know, a meditation process or a daily journaling process or a self-care practice that can really help them kind of reset their nervous system, right? That's completely different from getting them in the gym and working out with them, even though that's going to also help them manage their stress, okay? So think about the things that you're already doing on a daily basis with your clients or in your programs, okay? And this is usually where you end up adding to the list rather than subtracting, okay? It's always an interesting process when I take my entrepreneurs through this practice. And I always listen for the things that they're talking about what it is that they like doing. I had a conversation with Susie today, and this is what she said she was really enjoying. And usually I'm like, oh, that's interesting, because that's really not what you're working on with her. Okay. And usually what happens is that we end up kind of finding a new angle that, you know, my client can talk about in her social media and in her email marketing. But it also kind of makes her more aware of the fact that this is something that she could potentially help other people with, right? Because I really think that sometimes some of the things that really give us an edge are things that we just kind of like discount. They're just so easy to us that we don't think about it. You know, we don't really give it a second thought. We're like, yeah, I do that, but it's no big deal, right? But there are a lot of other people that probably can't do what you do, at least the way that you do it, okay? So you just always want to be mindful of what it is that you're doing every day in your business. I'm not talking about the admin stuff, okay? I'm talking about the work that you do front-facing with your clients, the way that you generate revenue, whatever that is, okay? So think about that. My bet is you can probably add more to the list of what's inclusive in your body of work, okay? And then the last question I would ask you is, what do you already have access to? In other words, anytime you're looking at adding something different in your business or monetizing something different, even something as simple as a challenge or a masterclass or a newsletter or something like that, right? What you want to always be thinking about is, what is going to take me the least amount of time to get ready to go, right? So what do I have access to? Do I have access to the right technology? Do I have access to the support that I need to make this happen quickly, right? I'll use myself as an example. I knew when I wanted to add a podcast, my goal with the podcast was to have it lead to having a syndicated radio show. That's still a goal of mine. And I'm moving closer and closer and closer to that. And I knew initially that my podcast was not going to generate me any money. You know, I knew that in fact, it was going to cost me money because technology and video production and podcasting is really not in my skill set, right? I'm excellent at like speaking and communicating and talking about things, which is really key if you're going to podcast. You need to be able to clearly explain the topics and intelligently be able to have conversations with people, right? But I also knew that in order to get it on the air, I needed an expert to help me. And that's when I hired my producer, who's fantastic. Big shout out to Lynn Burnett. She's the very best at what she does. And if any of you are looking to start a podcast or thinking about it, she is your girl. You can reach out to me and I will be happy to connect you to her. So big shout out there. But here's the thing with that is that I knew it was something I wanted to do. I could see me in the future being able to monetize it. I've had a handful of sponsors sponsor me. We actually have a new sponsor now, Cellevate, which is a fantastic new gummy that you can get. There basically comes in two flavors. I'm just going to give them a plug right now. Inflammation and recovery and focus and memory. They taste great. They travel well. You can get them in little individual packets or you can buy them in a bottle. You can head over to their website and check it out if you like. You can find the link in the show notes here if you want to learn more about it. Cellevate, Cellevate, the number 8.com. And you want to use my coupon code, TheAllisonK2024, and you can save 15% on trying it. So I've had a handful of people sponsor me. I've had a couple of advertisers. I've had a couple of people to talk to me about being brand ambassadors, right? To have kind of that brand partnership. And all of this leads to me eventually being able to monetize this work, right? And while that's not really a quick fix, it's still a process because now every week and every other week when I record episodes, you know, usually it's like, I don't have to do any of the back end work because I have people that help me with that. Okay. So what I'm getting at here is look at what you have access to. And because I have my fantastic producer, I don't have to do any of the work. I can just record an episode and send it to her, right? And so my thought for you here is look at what you have access to. Who's on your team that can help you? Who do you know that has the skill set that can help you? Maybe it's a friend, maybe it's a client, maybe it's a colleague, okay? Maybe it's somebody you could barter with, or maybe it's somebody that you could work out some type of affiliate relationship with. There's a million different ways that you could do it. But the thing is that you want to be thinking about it like this. You want to think, what's my body of work? What am I good at? Okay. What am I already doing every day? And get really specific here. This is where you really want to think about the client meetings, the things that you're doing, the main ways that you generate revenue in your business. Okay. So if you can like itemize every single thing that you do, that's a really good way to think about it. Okay. And then you want to think, what do I have access to? Who do I have access to? What type of support do I need for this? Right. And you want to be thinking about all of that. Okay. And then my bet is you could probably come up with at least one or two things that you could put into play to start monetizing in your business. Okay. Now all of this, well, most of it actually is not an overnight thing. It does take time. I'm just going to be upfront and transparent about it. Okay. But what you want to really be looking at is the long haul because business is a long game. It's not something that you do because I'm just going to wake up tomorrow and decide that I want to do this. Now, sometimes that happens and it works out, but the odds are greatly stacked against it. Okay. So what you want to be thinking about is what is my long-term plan here? Where do I want to be in 5 years? Where do I want to be next year? Where do I want to be in 3 years? Right? You want to be thinking about that when you're thinking about how you want your business to look. And when we get really locked into just doing things one or two ways, we're literally leaving money on the table because we're not really looking at the other things that we're doing. Okay. So in part two of this mini series, which is going to drop in 2 weeks. So that date will be May the 16th. And I'm going to go into a little bit more of a tactical detail about this. I'm going to give you examples. I'm going to give you examples of things that I've done, things that I've helped my clients do, because I really think this process is so simple, but there's so many business owners that just look past it and think that they just don't have time to look at it. And I'm here to tell you that is the wrong way to think about it. Okay. We are all in business for the long game. We all want a business that's stable, that's secure, that's future focused. We all want to be relevant 10 years from now, right? We don't want to be a flash in the pan. So hopefully I've given you something to think about with that. I really feel strongly about this topic. I think this is just such a no-brainer and an easy way for you to be thinking about what else you could be monetizing in your business. Okay. So I'm going to leave it there today. Hopefully I've left you with plenty to think about. Hopefully I've given you something to spark your creativity. If you'd like to connect with me and say, hey, I'm thinking about this, what do you think? Go to my website, www.theallisonk.com, and connect with me there. And I'm happy to just give you a few pointers. My DMs are always open. You can find me on Facebook. I am The Allison K on Instagram. You can find me on Threads as well. I'm also Allison K over there. Do me a favor. Reach out to me. I'd love to know what you think. I'd love to know what your feedback is. What really comes up for you? How else can you monetize not just what you do, but your personal brand? This, I think, is where a big piece of the future of business is going to come, at least for small business owners. So that's what I got for you this week, folks, on the podcast. I will look forward to seeing you guys on the next show. And if you want information about the Path to Profit Summit, connect with me. I'll send you the link. We've got two great ways that you can save right off the top when you grab your ticket. You don't want to miss this event, folks. It's May 20th and 21st down in Key West, and I'm happy to answer all your questions. So I will see you next time.